Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzy, joined by the legend that is Nick Bright. How you doing, Brighty?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. How's life treating you?
I mean, it's been a rough week for football supporters, hasn't it? The UK. Oh, I mean, look.
Not the UK, bro. England. Because let me tell you, the other parts of the UK, it's been a good week.
Yes, I will say that. England, unfortunately. No, you know what? I'm going to put a positive spin on it. The England team was fortunate enough and talented and skilled enough to get all the way through to the final of Euro 2020, which is happening in 21 because obviously COVID last year. And we didn't win, but we only conceded one goal in open play, which for football is very impressive. If you're playing elite teams from across the world, to only concede one goal is a big achievement. And considering how our team has played in the previous years, which is, let's say, we ain't been getting to many finals, we've done all right. You know, it was an interesting one.
Yeah, I think it was two goals in open play, including the final.
Oh, sorry, two goals. My bad.
We conceded one against Denmark because it went to extra time, and then one against Italy, and because that went to extra time as well. Yeah, two goals in the whole tournament. You know, you can't knock it. Elite defending. Big up John Stones and Harry Maguire. Yep. Absolute rocks at the back. John Stones, you get it. But we just didn't have enough, mate. You know, it went to penalties. If you don't follow football, I'm sorry, but this is a big deal in this neck of the woods, and it would have ended 55 years of trophylessness for the England football team. And it wasn't to be. We went penalties, and unfortunately, our youngsters, they missed. We missed three penalties: Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, and Bukayo Saka. Who's only 19 years old.
19.
Can you imagine that? Bukayo Saka was given the last penalty as well. So it's like, if he scored, it would have went to sudden death. If he missed, we lost. And unfortunately, at 19 years of age, I think it was just a step too far for him and the pressure and all of that stuff. At Wembley as well, in front of like 70,000 fans. Yeah, it was a lot. So it's sad. It's a shame. But it is what it is. You know, we're proud of the boys for getting to the final. And hopefully in the World Cup, which is in like 400 and something days, actually, because it's a winter World Cup. Yes. The next one, it's in Qatar. So we don't have to wait quite as long for it. Hopefully we can continue this and look to really go deep in that competition as well. So we'll have to wait and see.
That's, you know what? That's what's great as well. We've got a young team. They can only learn. And let's not forget, the last person to really make a substantial miss in penalties that kind of resonated across the whole of England, personally for me, was Southgate. And he ended up turning into one of the best managers we've got. So if these guys can take from what Southgate has managed to put in terms of to making a good squad, and they can take that energy and Southgate can help them channel it the same way he has, then we could be looking at a superb team in 400 days, Nick.
Yeah, I'm just very worried that, like, missing a penalty like that in a of you know, such importance and how big it was and the weight of the nation on your shoulders. You know, we saw with Gareth Southgate himself, I feel like we're doing a sports podcast. This is obviously, I absolutely love football and love sports, so it feels weird talking to you on this podcast about this stuff. But things like that can haunt you for the rest of your career. It did with Gareth Southgate. If you're unaware of what I'm talking about, Gareth Southgate missed a penalty I think, was it in 96?
Yeah,
Gareth Southgate missed a penalty in 96 and it meant we lost and went out, and it kind of blighted the rest of his actual footballing career before he went on to become a manager. And they still show it like over and over again now, that penalty miss. They show it all the time whenever England plays. So I hope that doesn't happen to the three guys that missed the other night, because... yeah, like I say, some of them are so young and you don't want that hanging over you every time you play an international competition, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. And what none of those guys want to do, Nick, right now, is go onto Google and type in the Euros on Google, because if you do that at the time of this episode, you get fireworks coming off Google.
Italy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, very early, yeah. But you know. It's
when
one
I was
of
flying
ones.
Home, I've been to Austria. I actually watched the game and everything in Austria because, you know, I was doing a bit of work over there, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, the next morning I had to fly home and I went in the airport and there was like, I think Heineken have got a load of limited edition bottles at the moment for all the different teams in the Euros. So they're probably the official beer sponsor, I would assume. And I'm in Austria. I was expecting to see Austria Heineken bottles, and then went up to the fridge, Italy ones. I was like, what the hell? Like, it's out of order. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, mocking you. How long till you're having a pizza, Nick?
I'm off pizzas, you know, for now. No more spaghetti bolognese. No more pizza.
I'd love
no
to
more
say
lasagna.
I'd love to say I could do the same thing, but the day after, I was like, let me make a pizza. Do you know what I did? I made my own batter. I made my own dough. Let me know. Because people are going to be like, you don't know how to make dough. No, let me just get this right now. From football podcast onto chef podcast, I made my own dough, yeah? With a little bit of... Made my own dough, yeah? Let it prove once. Let it prove twice, because that's how you get that good dough, right? And then I made a little pizza for myself. And do you know what I did right at the end? As a little bit of an FU, even though I'm happy that Italy won, because, you know, you've got to be a good loser. Man, put a bit of pineapple on that pizza.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say, I hope it was a sausage and mash flavoured pizza.
Put some a Sunday roast on a pizza.
Yeah. Trust me. Get that full English pizza.
Oh, could you imagine? Fantastic.
Bacon, eggs, beans, you name it, mate. Get it on there.
A fried egg beans pizza. That'd be nice. So, yeah, let's talk about what you've been up to, Nick, because you actually didn't watch the game from the UK, right?
Yeah, as I said, I've been in Austria for the past week because I've been doing a bit of work for Red Bull out there, actually, which was really, really exciting for a couple of reasons. It's exciting just because working for Red Bull's sick. They're an amazing company that do some really, really cool stuff. And I was working on a drifting event, so car drifting, called the Driftmasters European Championship. But it's also exciting because none of us have really left the country, well, in the UK anyway, for so long, because it's so hard at the moment to leave. Like, as I speak to you now, at the moment of recording, I'm in quarantine in my house. I'm not even allowed to go to the supermarket, you know, because I've been to a country that has got much lower COVID rates than our own. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I come back to this COVID riddled country and I have to isolate now. It seems mad, even though I've had both vaccinations, got a negative PCR test before I got on the plane, all of that stuff, but none of it matters. Still have to sit in my house for at least 5 days.
But you know what though, Nick, that's what's funny about that is you're not protecting us from travel disease. You're probably being protected from us, bro.
This is
us,
what I'm
civilians
saying.
Here. That's
bro,
what
when I was out in Austria, it's like no masks in the hotel. Once you're in the hotel, you don't have to wear a mask. You're cool. When you go into restaurants, you don't have to wear a mask. The only two places that masks were really enforced is when you're in the airport, and when you go into a shop. I don't know why that shops are different to restaurants and hotels, but it was. But anyway, the rates are so low. They've got decent vaccination uptake there. So do we here, but the rates here are out of control. And, you know, basically in under a week from today, it's all... our government have basically said, yeah, we give up. That's basically what they've said. I'm reading between the lines here, and they've gone, well, we've done this for a while now, and even though rates are like starting to go up again, it's sky high, you know, you guys can sort it all out.
It'd be all right, mate, innit? You know, it'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Get back into the office, you know, no more work from home. It's crazy. Don't worry about wearing a mask on that packed bus or train. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I just want to say, like, you know, to the listener, like, look, obviously everyone's entitled to do what they want, but I'm wearing a mask and I'm just not socializing more than I need to, like indoors. Yeah. Like, you know, me and Nick have seen each other outside once in the last year? Yeah.
And we sat outside at me in my local pub just down the road. There, so it's like, you know, it's fine. Like, everybody can take their own risks and blah, blah, blah. I understand it. But I don't know. I just think that completely dashing away all the rules when we're in the position that we're in at the moment seems bizarre to me, you know.
Absolutely, like, crazy.
But it is what it is, I guess. I'm not a medical expert or an epidemiologist or anything like it. So, you know, all I can do is do what I think is right for me.
Exactly. You're entitled to do what you want. So, you know, last week we spoke about Bezos being out of Amazon and going up into space.
Yeah, we've got another one, ain't we? We've got another one who's another geezer who's absolutely minted, who's bored of the world because he owns his own island, which is basically the dream for most people. Imagine being able to buy your own Caribbean island and just live there. This is what this guy's done. He's bored of all of that. So he's like, I'm going to go to space.
Yep. You're talking about Richard Branson, aren't you, Nick?
I am indeed.
Yes. So Richard Branson took to the skies yesterday. So we're recording this on the 13th of July. Took to the skies on the 12th. Two days ago. Took to the skies on Sunday, the 11th of July. And that means he actually beat Bezos to space. So that was like a little bit of a thing between them. Like, we're both rich. I'm going to space. You're going to space. Let's see who gets there first. You know, let's see what happens when we put infinite money next to infinite money.
The hell cares? Like, just go, like, go to space, innit? Like, who cares? Like, oh, I'm going to be first. Oh, I'm going to be first. Oh, no, my spaceship's better than your spaceship. Just like, oh. Honestly. And then, do you know the maddest thing about it is, like, the even madder thing about it, I should say, is that a lot of these guys talk about sustainability and, you know, wanting to be green and wanting to do their bit for the planet and blah, blah, blah. And then in the next breath, they're jetting off to space. Mm. Like, that shit ain't going to be good for the environment, you know?
Fuck, the amount of fuel that you burn, the raw sources just to get the thing up there, it must be insane. But look,
I'm saying, bro.
All that aside, Branson and Bezos are rivals, right? So that means that when Richard got up there, Bezos was actually been mocking the achievement. So Bezos' own space company, Blue Origin, they're preparing for a flight next week. And basically, Blue Origin took issue with the Galactic's definition of space. Virgin Galactic's is Branson's version. In a tweet, the company suggested that Branson didn't go high enough to make it to what most people consider space. It claims that their spacecraft, New Shepard, makes it above the well-defined boundary between Earth and outer space, known as the Kármán line. Yesterday, Richard Branson's plane reached an altitude of 53 miles above Earth, high enough to reach NASA's classification of astronaut, but not enough to break the Kármán line at 62 miles. So they're saying basically, ah, but yours didn't go as high as us. Like that.
Honestly, like, the stuff that rich people argue about, it is just... For us normalos, it is just, it beggars belief, you know? Like, I'm only saying that because I'm not rich enough to be in the combo. If I was, maybe I'd feel differently about it. Maybe then I'd be there like, nah. I went higher in the atmosphere than you did in my spaceship. You know what I mean? My one looks like the Starship Enterprise. Your one looks shit, you know?
Do you want to hear the next diss as well that Blue Origin had for Virgin Galactic?
Go on.
You've already got airplane-sized windows.
Airplane-sized windows. What are you going to say about that? Oh, like, what the hell?
Oh, man. So we really have got the richest people. We have got people with a collective finance to heal the whole world, to fix all of our problems. And they're just fucking off.
This is what I don't, honestly, like, I was having a convo with somebody about this, one of my mates, like, this is what I don't get about the world, I guess. Yeah. And it's not just, I'm not just targeting Branson and Bezos and Elon Musk with this. Like, I'm talking about every single billionaire, millionaire in the country. If they just clump together a little bit of their wealth, a little bit, I'm not saying give it all away because, you know, that's, you can't really expect someone to do that. But if each of those billionaire, millionaires, whatever, put a little bit in, they could solve so much on the planet. I don't understand why maybe it's just the way that I am, but like, I don't understand why it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, like, even if Bezos, Branson, Musk and on all of that lot together and just said, we'll do it. They're all billionaires. You know, like, just give up a little bit.
Yeah. Give us a bit of change.
Just like little one bill.
Do you know what they're doing instead? They're giving each other money because Elon bought a ticket for Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic space flights as well. So they're keeping it in the rich family.
Yeah, exactly. What a surprise. What a surprise, mate.
Oh, my days. This is fantastic, man. I mean, look, there's a lot of talk about going to space. I mean, their space agency have released some new images of the surface of Mars, which is great. But what really made me interested about that story, Nick, is that I didn't realize how much China's space program's logo looks like the Star Trek logo. Looks like Starfleet. I was like, what the fuck? Because I was looking at the pictures. I was like, nah, this someone's taking the mix. Starfleet? This is that Starfleet. But yeah, if China becomes Starfleet and they make their own Starfleet, you know I'm moving to China, bruv. This podcast will be recorded from there.
Didn't they recently jet off to their, they've got a space station, haven't they? They're not part of the International Space Program. So they don't come onto the space station that we share with the States and Russia and blah, blah, blah. They've got their own one, right?
Yeah, they've got their own bit, which has probably got better tech, cleaner, proper loos. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I don't know if you know how in space, how they basically do the business, Nick, but because there's no gravity, long story short,
it has to get sucked out of the batty, doesn't it?
Mate, before that bit, it basically just, you have to wait till you really need to go because there's no gravity pulling out of you because that is a factor. And you have to kind of knock it off with a finger in a bag, basically.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Into that's a little disgusting. Hole.
So that's, is that so?
Yeah.
That's what Tim, what was his name? Tim, you know, the guy, the British
Tim
astronaut.
Tim Peake.
Tim Peake. That's what Tim Peake was doing, yeah? Picking poo out of his bumhole.
Before that, on the old missions, they actually just shat in a plastic bag which had a finger hole on it and a little wipe in it. I kid you. And did you know what they did?
I love the fact that they're in space. They've used all this technology to get to space, like the maddest tech of everything. And then to go for a dump, they literally have to pick it out of their bums.
Yep.
What the hell?
And furthermore, Nick, because there's no plumbing and stuff to flush it away, previously
chuck now, it out into space is it
no they put we in space they'd put we in space and it said it looked quite pretty, it made a nice little icy rainbow, but for poop they just have to put it in a little container, a little shit drawer.
I hope, and when you say shit drawer, you don't mean the drawer in your house that's just full of random stuff.
Yeah, so it's
you
just mean, like that it's just yeah. like that drawer, but theirs is actually filled full of human feces.
Filled full of fucking poo. What the hell? That is mental. I hope that drawer is kind of sealed, or in that area they've just got some sick air fresheners. You know what I mean?
Could you imagine an emergency? Quick, Nick, get me a wrench, and then you put your hand in.
Oh, wrong drawer.
Hey, you got shit hand. Hey, Nick got the shit hand.
I got you a stench instead of a wrench.
Hey, oh, I got my sound effects. Are you closer to yours, Nick?
Wait. I got you a stench instead of a wrench.
Hey, there we go. Right, so on the news of poop, check this segue, right? A university in South Korea has built a toilet that converts human poop into digital money. Students can use their poo money to buy things like coffee on campus. Whilst it's more eco-friendly, the toilet is helping to power a building. The toilet built by Cho Jae-won was an urban and environmental engineering who's an urban and environmental engineering professor at the Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology. His creation is connected to a lavatory and a laboratory as well. Obviously, it's connected to a lavatory, and they use the poop to produce biogas and manure. It's called the BV toilet, and it uses a vacuum pump to send the poop to an underground tank, reducing water use, and you get paid for your poop.
They used Mr. Trick, mate. It's called the what? What's it called?
The BV.
All right, well, that's a crap name. Everybody knows that branding is everything.
Yeah.
Should have called it From Poop to Loop.
Oh!
You know what I mean? Branding is everything, you know?
Poop to loot.
Whoa. You know what I mean? It doesn't rhyme exactly, but it's close enough.
It's fantastic. So yeah, if maybe coming to a loo near you, you'll be getting paid to poop. I'll tell you what, Nick. Yeah. I'll let you press the badumch. Actually, no, it's not even a badumch. It's not even a punchline. I'll be making loads of dough. I'll be making loads of dough, mate. Absolutely loads. Absolutely killing it.
How is it calculated? Is it calculated per poop or is it calculated per weight of poop? Because I'd be like breaking each, you know, nugget off, breaking a nugget off and then coming back 20 minutes later, breaking that nugget off 20 minutes later. You know what I mean? Is it per poop? Because there's tactics.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. Listen, I don't know, mate. I mean, because if it was regularness, you're a regular pooper, so you'd be getting change for per transaction. That's what it would be, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So per if it's per poo, mate, you can really cream it in.
Creaming it in.
When you're talking about poo and cream. Have some of that.
All right, I'll switch the subject super quick. I just want to talk about a couple of things. I've got a listener email that I cannot not talk about because it's directly related to you. Before we get to that though, Nick, I realize I haven't spoken about these on the show. We made a YouTube video which you can check out on How to Clean Our YouTube. I tried out these trainers called Drop Lab Haptic Trainers, and okay. I don't know if you heard about them, Nick, but they basically plug in to your console, or you can connect to your phone via Bluetooth, and the trainers that are very comfortable have subwoofers in them, and you can feel gameplay and music through your trainers as you wear them, and right. They absolutely immerse you in games of COD like nothing else. So I think we've tried sub packs before, like subwoofers that are backpacks before that give you a bit of like a vibration. But these, when I was playing these with Call of Duty Warzone, right, or just COD multiplayer, when I was throwing grenades and stuff like that, the fact that you could feel an explosion or a gunshot in your feet, and this is for all haptics as well, not just the feet ones, right? But these are amazing, right? But haptics don't have to be strong, but they are, as long as they connect with you at the same time as you're playing the game, you get really immersed. So in COD, getting shot, explosions at your, or grenades you're throwing, cars driving around, music, it all kind of just plays into immersing you in the game. So I really had fun with some Drop Lab trainers, man. Check the video on our YouTube for that. They're flipping awesome. Had a great time. Wanted to let you know about those as some killer bits. Also, Nick, listener email for right. you as well. They wanted to stay anonymous, but this is a regular listener of the show, right?
Okay.
So off the back of the ransomware and QR is back episodes, I just wanted to say the explanation of WannaCry was pretty good. It's an episode where we spoke about the virus. You know, the gentleman that destroyed the NHS.
Yeah.
He didn't destroy. He saved the NHS, shall we say. And I'll get the episode up for you now, so you can refer back to it. It was episode 403. That's what it was. We spoke about the NHS being hacked and a legend called Marcus that saved it. Yeah,
yeah, I remember. And it was this weird bit of software.
Yeah. That's it. So basically, he goes, I hope for Nick's sake that he's updated his Chrome and keeps on top of his security at home. Basically, he's gone on your pod and said to any aspiring hackers, come and get me. Oh, do you know what it was, Nick? You said you don't update your software, your apps.
They can come and get, like, what are they going to get from me?
Fine, bro. Like, don't go them. No,
listen.
Nick's only joking, guys.
I appreciate your concern, yeah. Anonymous listener. But if these hackers have got the capability to hack into the NHS or big, big, big places, why do they want to come and see what I'm watching on Netflix? Be my guest, is what I'll say. If you want to come and have a look, come and see.
No, no, he's not. No, Nick isn't inviting them. No, he's only joking, guys. He went on to say, or she, I don't know who they are. If it were me and I wanted to go for him, there are two ways that I could go for him realistically. The most accessible way, but less likely, would be to hang around the BBC at times you know he's on, identify a coffee shop or something that he uses regularly, and prep either before or after recording a show, and then just make sure you're there at the right time and start doing some packet sniffing in the network that he's on and see if I can pick up his MAC address to target later. And more likely, but probably harder, is to do some open source recon on him, try and find a leak of data that shows a previously used IP address that hopefully is a location he connects to frequently, then look for any MAC addresses on there that were... even the first half of his MAC address is the correct something for Apple MacBooks. Then I'll keep hitting all of his top vulnerabilities and then that are currently out there, and then hopefully I'll get him. they did say afterwards that this is just theoretical. They're not going to do this, but they were like, Nick, bruv, for the sake of the podcast listeners, can you just say that you are changing up your passwords a lot now, yeah?
Not my passwords.
And you're updating. You just said you're not changing your passwords, for fuck's sake, Oscar.
Why do I need to change my passwords? I just update my the security. Who's got time to change their passwords and then remember that new password?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Ain't nobody got time for that, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, I really hope it isn't like, hey, Nick, how's it going? Yeah, bruv. Yeah, been cleaned out. Take it to the cleaners.
We'll be all right, mate. You know what I mean? But big up you for letting me know. It's nice that you're concerned and worried about my my digital well-being online. And I'll try to keep on top of my I have updated my Google Chrome, actually. That's the one you mentioned.
Yes.
I no longer have any red, because normally there's like a red update thing there saying like, you know, update your shit. But I have done it. So we all good, you know?
That's what I want to hear, Nick. I was getting a little bit worried about you, brother. I'd never want you to be hacked, especially because we're talking about hackers. You know, they might get a little sniff. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about us, yeah? How about we let you feel some real hacking? See how you like that? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, there we go, Nick. So yeah, that's what's been going on in the world of tech. If people would like to listen to more of us and support us, what can we do, Nick?
The best thing to do, right, is... Patreon, you know, patreon.com/howtokillanhour. We're churning out some really, 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 really decent stuff there now, actually. It's more kind of story-led stuff that we're doing there. Mm-hmm. So like on here, we talk about what's been going on in the world of tech and stuff like that, which is fun and always cool. But on Patreon, it's like real timeless, mad stories about stuff. So yeah, give it a listen, because as I say, there's some stories that really make you think. You know, Marcus keeps coming with these nuts stories, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah, man. And like, look, we want to share that with you. So we later on in the week, we do drop one of those kind of timeless tech stories on you. But if you want to receive all of our episodes without having the hassle of listening to ads, and you want to get them a bit earlier, and you want to get bonus patron only episodes, then yeah, make sure you sign up to the Patreon as well. I think we're dropping a part one of a show later this week, and our Patreon listeners will be able to access part two of that immediately, whereas you will still get access to it, but it won't be till next week. So if you want to get your hands on part two of our story about this mad hacking crew of kids, isn't it, Nick? That's what's mad. They're youngsters, and the stuff that they get into is absolutely insane.
That's what it's going to be now, because you've only got to see the way how kids are just so good at, like, let's take it right back to a really understandable base level for people like us and probably many people listening to this, TikTok and all of that. Kids are so, they can do it like that, bang, 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 because they just grown up on that stuff. So, you know, there's kids out there who have obviously their entry point into tech has been something like social media, and then they've just taken it further and further and further. So it doesn't surprise me. It's always going to be young kids that are doing this mad stuff.
Mm, yeah, definitely, man. And this group of kids, though, they end up, you know, hacking. I don't know. It's, for me, it's when they get into kind of Microsoft territory and like, you know, government level stuff. That's when the story for me, I'm like, whoa, okay. This is where I, even if I was a kid, would be like, right, we've had some fun, let's back off. And instead, the story just goes, it'll be Xbox Underground. That's episode, I think it's 405 and 406. So 405 will be dropping this week. But yeah, if you want to support us and get the episode of that early and get our Patreon bonus episodes, make sure you support us over there. There's loads of great content. And I like to like put it like this, like you're not losing out. You're just getting more by being on Patreon. Yeah? You're supporting us and we're giving you more content.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, man. All right. Anyway, we've got to shoot off now. I want to get into space. I've got to go hit up my boy Richard Branson. What have you got coming up this week, Nick?
I'm actually hollering at Jeff Bezos. So okay, cool. I'll see you there.
Yeah, between... ask if they'll buy us a ticket for their other flights. All right, cool. All right. Well, I'm Marcus Bronzy on social media. We're at How to Kill an Hour on social media. Where can we find you, Nick?
Just Nick Bright on Instagram. And if anybody listening to this has got any recommendations for Netflix, Prime Video, Sky, whatever, I'm in quarantine at the moment, so I need them suggestions of things to pass the time. So please help me.
Do you know what? I watched on Netflix, there was, what's it called? I'll get it before we leave. It was Sweet Tooth. Sweet Tooth on Netflix is a good watch. Nice post-apocalyptic mutants, but also a really good story. Don't be scared of it. It's not too sci-fi. And do you know what I also watched, which I never watched first time around? Misfits. That's on Netflix.
Misfits Channel 4?
Yeah, never watched it, you know.
You've just been on a mutant wave.
Yeah, I love it. You know, Netflix is serving it to me. But yeah, Misfits, I never watched. And I don't know if you watched them all, but you got four series there.
Yeah,
decent amount.
I remember
episodes.
it when it was on Channel 4. You know, that's how old I am, baby.
Yeah, I'd give you those two, and in terms of Sky stuff, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a massive list of stuff to watch. We could chat about that next week, man.
I might go Game of Thrones from the start because I still. Do you know what? I didn't even watch the last series of Game of Thrones.
Do that to yourself, bro.
I didn't watch it because I was so upset at the reviews. I don't know. I don't even know what's happened. I've managed to miss all the spoilers, but I just saw everyone saying it was shit. But I love Game of Thrones so much that I might just go back to the very beginning and just go from there.
Bro, some people had sex with each other. There's a dragon, a sword.
Are you trying to gun Game of Thrones? Is that what's going on here?
Like, it never really grabbed me, man. No. It never really grabbed me.
How much did you watch?
First season, and then I got to the end of the first season and saw the dragon eggs, and I was like, nah, not for me.
But bro, you like Star Trek. Like, you like Star Trek. How are you dissing Game of Thrones?
Look, Nick, the difference is, right, for me,
you like Beam Me Up Scotty.
Yeah, but
the
difference is for me, Nick, is Star Trek's feasible, isn't it? Yeah, it's feasible, yeah?
No, it's not.
It is. Look, Nick.
They've got Klingons and flipping, like, what? How is it feasible?
So, when you...
Game of Thrones, right? Let me tell you, Game of Thrones...
You're going to tell me it's more feasible.
The dragons, yeah, because it's what I... No, listen to me. Listen to me when I say this. I tried to watch Game of Thrones several times, like you, and I was like, I'm not into this dragon shit. I'm not into this magical dragon bullshit, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't like that. Then someone was like, no, you got to watch it. Trust me, it's not really about the dragons. Like, it's not about the magic and blah, blah. It's not Harry Potter. Mate, Game of Thrones is like, it's believable because, wait, let me finish. It's semi-believable because it's like the dragons are, it's hard to describe without either ruining it for you or sounding like I'm floundering, but like the dragons are like a small part of what goes on in Game of Thrones. The reason it's believable for me is because it's almost like set in ye olde times that did exist.
Yeah.
You know, and the different places in Game of Thrones are almost representative of real places that exist in the real world.
Okay. You know? Okay. So you, so you, on record, you're saying that you find it easier to believe the Game of Thrones universe than space travel when
two days ago,
Rick's Rez have gone to space. Even China's logo is the Starfleet logo, listen, bro.
But they're not doing warp speed, going to different planets, landing and chatting to Klingons and that. Like, they're not doing that. But do you like the MCU?
I think it's fun, but I think it's cool. Yeah, it's fun to watch.
You're trying to suit it. You're saying that to suit your argument.
I do like the MCU.
You fucking love Marvel, bruv. I see you chatting shit about it all the time. So you can't sit here and say, oh yeah, Game of Thrones, that's fake. Like, blah, blah, dragons. And then in the next breath, you're watching fucking Marvel, which is completely fake. Superheroes flying around in that.
All right. Fair enough. But listen,
I just want to say to the listeners, I'm not trying to beef anybody that likes. You like what you like.
Nick said that Trek shit. I'm going to clip that and let them come for you, bruv.
No,
55 years of lore. Forget 55 years of hurt. 55 years of Star Trek lore, bruv. They're going to come for you.
I've heard Battlestar Galactica is better anyway.
Ooh. But interesting fact though, Nick, they did have things called pads in early Star Treks, and now we have iPads.
What? Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Ooh. Art writing life. Or
the
life
only thing
art.
I really know about Star Trek is the man who played Captain Picard, is it?
Yep.
He is also in American Dad as the CIA boss.
Yeah, and also he plays Xavier in X-Men. That's
what it is, yep.
There you go.
Professor
X.
There's my Star Wars knowledge. Star Trek. Oh my God.
Fucking are you are. You are trying it now, Nick, innit?
I'm absolutely trolling. There's my Star Trek knowledge maxed. But for the record, for any Star Trek people that are going to like come to beat me up, I also hate Star Wars. So it's not even about Star Trek versus Star Wars. I hate them both. So
Star Wars is a bit like Game of Thrones, but in a Star Wars science universe.
Nah, Star Wars is shit, man. Game of Thrones. This is how I know you ain't watched Game of Thrones. This is how I know you ain't watched it. Game of Thrones is top five TV shows ever.
Really?
Ever. Like Breaking Bad is in there as well. The Wire, Game of Thrones. These are top five shows we're talking about here.
This is big chat, you know, Nick.
Star Wars ain't even in the room. Star Trek. Because I'm not going to say this is the Star Wars for me, even though Star Wars is films, so it's a little bit different. So, but Star Trek, I know how popular it is. It's just not my thing, which I guess is your take on Game of Thrones. So we're just going around in circles here.
All right, let me suggest some middle ground that might be good for us. Then The Mandalorian is a good watch on Sky.
That's Star Wars though, right?
It is, but it's not very Star Warsy. I'll be honest with you, not very Star Warsy.
When it came out, I did see a lot of people getting quite excited about it.
Yeah, the music for it's sick as well. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, it's directed by the gentleman that plays Happy in the Marvel films in Iron Man. I've forgotten his name. John Favreau, I think it is. And yeah, it's awesome, bruv. Honestly, it's got it's got some action in it, man. You might shed a tear as well. How are you for emotional stuff? Will you be able to take it? Are you cool with it? Because it gets deep, bro. It was a teary one.
I'm heartless, mate. So it's cool. You know, when you're as heartless as me, you know, you can just crack on.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's Jon Favreau. That's it. All right. On that note, let's get out of here and let me and Nick have got to crack on with some other bits. It's been great killing some time with you. Make sure you check us all out on the socials. Check out our YouTube. We put out content. But most importantly, join us over on Patreon, man. We're going to be churning out more and more content. The more you support us, the more we can give back to you. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Nice one. I'm off to watch Game of Thrones.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.